to this week's Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast, where this week we'll be discussing the episodes that aired between the 19th to the 22nd of May 2025. How are you all? We're joining you a little bit later this week because Rob, the little jet setter that he is, has just come back from Cardiff. Hello, Rob. How was Cardiff?
Do you know what, right? If we've got any listeners from Cardiff, I am moving in with you. I love it. I love Cardiff. It's great. What a nice city. It's just so chilled. Lovely vibes to it. Apparently, it's the fastest growing city in the UK as well. There you go. Discovered that. Yeah. Oh, it's just so nice. Oh, it's lovely. And Cardiff Bay. Love Cardiff Bay.
You've never
and
been before, had you?
I've never either. Been to Cardiff before. Yeah. Christ alive, the train journey's a nightmare. But it was such a nice city. I absolutely loved it. I like the Welsh accent. It's melodic, the Welsh accent. I love it.
I like the Welsh accent. It's lush.
It's lash clacking.
And
sorry, we'll get abuse. Don't. We'll get abuse. Every time we do accents, Ray, we always get abuse.
Well, you can blame Gavin and Stacey.
Okay? I know, right? It's their fault. But yeah, I absolutely loved it. Cardiff Bay is just so nice to just walk around. It's absolutely lovely. Doctor Who is filmed in Cardiff, as some will know. It's filmed by a production company called Bad Wolf Productions. And I saw a van driving around with Bad Wolf on the side. So that was
Ooh,
oh my God.
Exciting.
Oh my God, there might be the TARDIS in there. The TARDIS might be in there. It was so very exciting. And I think I found where Russell T. Davis lives as well. I'm a huge fan of Russell T. Davis.
Stalker. But yeah, well done, Rob. Well done on that.
Yeah. So all in all, I don't know his exact address. Don't worry. Don't worry, Russell, okay. if you're listening, which I'm sure he is. big fan. Hi, Russell. But yeah, great week. So yeah, sorry we're late. All my fault. So I do apologise. But we're here now. Hello. And what a week we have to discuss. It's been a busy old week, hasn't it?
Hasn't it, Joe? I've loved yes. it, though. I've had a lot of focus on being a mum.
Yes,
you know I love
yes.
that these days.
Yes,
Rob.
You know, with you being a mum and all. Yeah, it's great, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, and what I loved was the two special episodes. I love it when there's only one episode that's dedicated to a character, but to have two in the same week, loved it, marvellous.
I feel like we've had it quite a lot with the Clenshaw's era this, actually.
Oh, he knows.
It's nice.
Yeah,
it's
he knows, nice. he knows. Yeah. And we are coming to the end of Clenshaw's era very, very soon, in the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. The Clenshaw era, we need to do a retrospection video at some point, don't we?
We definitely do. We need to do something, yeah.
Yeah.
All hail Chris Clenshaw.
Clen as a retrospection. We need to do that at some point. Let's crack on with this week's, shall we?
Yes, in this week's Albert Square After Dark.
So, because we had those two special episodes, there was some other little bits and pieces that we'll kind of get through fairly quickly, I think. First of which was Zach. Now, all of this is leading into what appears to be a pretty old mad week next week with trailers and promo pics and all sorts. It's like it's kicking off.
Has it actually been confirmed it's all to do with those?
No, but there is a promo picture with all of the new Mitchells at the top saying next week on EastEnders, and Zach's there, Nicola's there, Teddy's there, Barney's there, Honey's there for some reason, so is Nigel. So I don't quite know what's going to happen.
Well, there was a little bit of a mention of Nigel having a birthday party. So maybe it's all going to culminate from everyone being at the birthday party together.
Maybe. But Honey's there as well, so I don't know why.
To be
precise, 2008 Honey's there. I don't know why. They've used a really sexy photo of Honey. I'm not saying that Emma's not a sexy woman. She really is.
Yeah, but in particular this picture.
Well,
if you think about it, Honey and Kerr would probably be at Nigel's party because of Phil.
Yeah, Billy's in there. Billy's in there as well. So
So it kind of makes sense. That's probably why it is then.
And what we had this week would kind of suggest that some sort of combination is going to kick off next week because Whitney has moved to Inverness, which is literally about as northern as you can go in the UK. She's got far away from London. And Zach is kind of sort of going, oh, maybe I should go visit her, maybe I should go. Vicky slash Sharon, let's be real, has sort of said, well, I tell you what, why don't you just go there on a more permanent basis? Because there's nothing around here for you except trouble. And Zach's sort of like, well, you know, yeah, I can sort of see it. And then he has a conversation with Barney, who is just kind of stuck and miserable with all the drama that's kicking off at home, isn't he?
Yeah, bless him. Reading a book and, relating it to his life, like that often
Fair.
happens, doesn't it?
I
But
love
yes,
it
it
when,
seems like he's very unhappy at home at the
yeah,
moment.
I love it when the show has a character do that. So, like a book, clearly that the writer of that
Yeah.
episode is a huge fan of. I'm going to tie this in somehow. I love this book and I
Yeah.
will get it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a good little scene that between Zach and Barney. And Zach then decides pretty much that, yeah, okay, I'll move to Inverness, but he's coming with me because he is miserable at home and I will be a better dad to him than old Teddy Bear. So it's not going to go well, is it?
Well, it's not, and I also think it's very, impulsive of Zach, because who think what makes you think that Barney's going to want to go with you anyway? He might not be
Well, yeah.
enjoying home at the minute, but and I don't know, it's just anyway, it's for the drama, which is great for us,
For the drama,
obviously.
Mick, we just love it. So if, say, it is this storyline that's kicking off next week, we know there's a car crash, spoiler alert, Nina, Nina, Nina. So what are your theories? What do you think? How might we get there?
Do
I'm
you know, I've seen
presumably the
so.
truth of this is coming out next week, I would
Yeah,
say.
of course, it sounds like it. I've
Yeah.
seen so many people speculating that it's Zach and that Zach's going to get killed off, which I'm going to
That would be
be.
madness.
It would after we've just lost Martin. I
And Sharon as
can't see it
well. She can't
happening.
go
And
for, they can't put
Sharon.
Sharon through that as well. Because Sharon will then turn
Yeah.
into Michelle and will just never return to Walford. She'll be like, I can't
Yeah, I
face
was just
anything.
thinking. And you couldn't do it while Sharon's clearly not here
No,
at the minute for whatever
ridiculous. That would
reason.
be ridiculous.
So it can't be that. It can't. It's not going to be Zach. Do I think Zach could possibly be leaving? Potentially. But I don't think he'll be getting killed off if he is leaving. I don't know. I don't see why he would leave though, when they're just gonna announce all
Going to
this
reveal
anyway.
it, yeah. Well, unless
Yeah.
Nicola gets all threatening. What I would theorizing, I have a sneaking suspicion that we might be losing Teddy next week. I don't know why, but think about the storyline
Really?
potential. If all of this kicks off, if this car crash kicks off because of the reveal that Barney is Zach's kid, and then some sort of Mad Mitchell stuff happens, and they end up with a car chase, probably someone in the back of a boot somewhere, and they're racing through the countryside, and Teddy is killed in this car crash. Think about what that then means for Barney and the place that he's in. Like, this guy that he has known to be his dad throughout his entire life has been ripped apart because of this secret that's been revealed by Zach. That's kind of spread. And then think of Nicola's reaction and Harry's reaction, all that kind of thing. That
Yeah.
kind of just give you a lot of story moving forward.
It does. But would they get rid of Teddy after just introducing him this? Do you know what? I've
Maybe
got a
that's why
feeling
they
Nonna.
introduced him. Year
I've got a
contract?
feeling. I have a feeling Nonna are going to die anyway.
Okay.
Someone's going to get hospitalized, I reckon. But
Yeah.
I don't think. I can't see there being a big death this soon after
Okay,
Martin's,
okay.
personally. I could be totally wrong. Could be
You could be
totally
totally
wrong.
right. You could be totally right. You could be
But
totally
why is
wrong.
Honey on the promo picture,
Well,
like you just
exactly.
said as well?
Yes,
That's
stuff we don't know.
suspicious.
Stuff we
Maybe
don't
Honey's
know.
gonna get. Maybe it's Honey who's gonna be the most injured one then. Because why is she on the promo picture otherwise?
Yeah, because even like Billy, you could sort of understand he's in there somewhere because he's been sort of involved in the Harry stuff a little bit, but Honey, not so much. And then obviously
Yeah.
Nigel just thrown on the end as well. So, like, how is that connected to what's going on with that week? Unless they're literally just kind of
Just a
giving us the
party.
characters that are the big stuff for the next week. So,
Possibly. So also, it seems to be that Zach's decided, instead of him personally telling Barney, it needs to come from somebody that really tr that Barney really trusts. So it looks like Zach's going to tell Harry first, doesn't
Which is
it?
a stupid idea, the way that Harry is at the moment. Not the best timing, Zach.
Well,
Let's be
Zach
real.
doesn't know Harry that well, does he
No.
either? He doesn't know his personality, I don't think.
No. It's not going to go well. It's they're
He's
all going to
just.
go very, very badly.
Well, his logic is he's just heard that, Harry's moved out from Teddy and Nicholas, so he's
Yeah.
clearly unhappy with them. So
So.
therefore, he must be the best person to talk to
Yeah,
about all
because
this.
clearly he's as miserable at that place as Barney is, so there must be some mad stuff kicking off there. So that clearly means that Barney's best off out of it.
And Harry's the one who's going to go into a rage because obviously he's already raging with Nicola about everything.
Yeah.
And then he's going to be raging on behalf of Barney that she's kept the
Yeah.
secret and Teddy as well.
Yeah.
So Harry's going to put Nicola in the car boot. There we go.
Maybe, because don't forget that we know that the reason Shireen died was because of this secret.
Oh,
So,
of course. Is that going to
yeah,
get revealed as
I
well
think
along the
so. I think
way?
everything is getting revealed next week. I think
Yes,
it's all going to
okay.
be, it's going to be just a classic EastEnders shit show next week, I think, isn't it? It's all going to sort of go crazy.
It's gonna be Nicola's gonna somehow slip up, isn't she, and be like,
Yeah.
"Well, it's not my fault. Shireen found out that
Yeah.
Barney's not really
Yeah,
Teddy's."
yeah,
And then Harry's gonna be like, "What?"
You
And she'll be
what?
like, "Oops."
Duff, 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 and that's Monday, and then it all goes crazy for the rest of the
Yeah.
week. Well, we have got a double Lauren Clee next week, and we know that Lauren Clee
Ooh.
is one they bring out for some big stuff these days. So watch this space. Very exciting, can't wait. Right, ladies and gents, before we get on to the two special episodes, we shall briefly discuss Harvey. So just before we get to the big meaty stuff, a little bit on Harvey. Obviously, as we predicted, the reaction to the events of last week have not gone well for Harvey. He's currently staying at the Beals. And we did theorize that he's probably going to lose his job from the cab office, and that's exactly what happened. Cat was a makes his life hell this week.
And kind of rightly so from Kat's point of view, to be honest. I know some people have been a bit, I mean, I do think of calling him scum. It's like, all right, like she could have called him something a bit better than scum,
What would
but
you have called
okay,
him?
get it. Probably can't say that on here.
No, so you'd have
And
said
Kat probably can't either,
you'd
so
have gone
there we
worse than
go.
scum. Let's be honest, cat. I mean, scum is probably the politest they can go with cat, because
Yeah.
realistically, cat would be foul-mouthed. She'd
Well, can
probably
I say
swear the most
dickhead?
out
Because
of
that's what
any.
I would have called him, dickhead.
Yeah, you'd have called him a
I've said it
dickhead.
there. There you go.
There you go. You'd
Don't need to
re
bleep that out
There you
either,
go.
Rob.
No, I don't. Ree would have called him a dickhead. There you go. So she sacks him. I mean, what's he going to do for work now, do you think? I mean, we did say he could be
Uber.
an Uber. Yeah, be an Uber.
I don't feel like Harvey would be able to understand an app though on his phone, if I'm
That's
quite
true. Yeah,
honest.
that's true. Yeah, he'd five star
So,
everybody, even someone that tried to rob him. I don't know, five star. It was a five star robbing. It fooled me. Fair play. Him and Ian are going to be an intro. I mean, is he staying there permanently now for the moment? It looks like it, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, what else can he do, I
Yeah.
guess? Like, I'm
Yeah.
trying to think, like, his old flat was where Alfie and Kat, lol,
Yeah.
ironic, where
Yeah.
Kat and Alfie live, so he's definitely
Yeah.
not getting that
Not getting
back.
that back.
I don't see where else he would live on the square. You're
No.
gonna have to just move in with
Just gonna
Cathy.
move in with Kathy. Kathy's
They're
very
moving
happy,
with
by the way.
Cathy.
Kathy's thrilled. Kathy's like quite content. Like, yes, it was a bit of a struggle to get here, but we're together now, so marvelous. The things that woman does in her 70s, I hope I'm doing that when I'm 70. Let me tell you, I don't care about rocking
Well,
families if I'm 70. Yeah, fair. If I've still got it, too right. Quite
affairs left,
right.
right. The hypocrisy of
Absolutely.
that woman
I
still, though. The
know. I
hypocrisy.
know.
Come
I
on.
know. Bless her. It doesn't. It's an interesting point to be sort of saying to Cindy, yeah, you've got a point. Cindy
Yeah,
has a
isn't it?
point. It's interesting. So obviously Jean did not react well to everything that went on last week, and so her and
Unfortunate.
Mo have gone off to see Fat Elvis.
Why not, I
Yeah,
guess?
I mean, well, Mo clearly was going, and Jean was just like, well, I'm coming with you. So I'm
Yeah,
assuming
yeah.
that Jean has taken her little earplugs with her, because I'm sure that Mo's going to be getting up to all sorts with Fat
Oh,
Elvis.
I forgot about that with Fat Elvis. Yeah, of
Yeah,
course,
that's a
yeah.
thing. That's a thing. And that has left Lily to sort of handle everything, because Stacey is falling further and further into a pit of despair. So, latest Slaters, as it would appear to be, Stacey, I mean, I don't know if this is Stacey's exit. I don't know.
I couldn't decide that either, actually. I
I
feel like
mean,
it might be, but
it
then.
would work, but I feel like it's not yet.
But also, we've had some news that I'm not going to say now because it's going to probably come later on and it's a
Yes.
massive spoiler, so it doesn't make sense that
Yes.
she would leave now if that's the case.
Yeah.
But maybe she is.
Yeah, we will see. I feel like she's going to go away for a bit and then kind of come back and then sort of be
Be
gone from
like,
the. Yeah,
oh, actually,
actually,
quite chilled at Lynn's.
screw
Should we just go
this.
there for a
See you
bit?
later. Yeah,
To make it more
exactly.
permanent, maybe.
So, as we say, Lily has been left holding everything, because Jean leaving and the reveal of everything has kind of pushed Stacey a few steps backwards again, to the point now where she is just sitting in her bedroom in that black hoodie, which must stink by now. Let's be real.
Yeah, well, Kat did tell her that it stunk, that she stunk, so yeah.
Well, it's not
Is it
surprising,
morning
really.
hoodie?
I don't know, but I've got a feeling. Wasn't she wearing that before the Vic exploded? I'm sure she because Lacey was pregnant. They tend to give Lacey like baggy
Oh,
clothes to wear when she's pregnant. So I've got a feeling she was
so
wearing
it's
that
not
before even the Vic
Martin's,
exploded. So it's not going to be well, that hoodie, is it?
but it's gonna stink her smoke and everything else, and
Yeah,
assuming that it's not been washed
stink
since
of
then.
everything. She's sort of just sat there rotting in her bedroom whilst
Bless
Lily is
her.
left with, I mean, Lily's skiving school. The kids are driving her crazy, because obviously the kids are all confused about what's going on. You know, you can't blame the kids for what's going on. And so she, and then she's just sort of losing her rag with people because Kat kind of finds out what's kind of been going on in the house. She asks, I think quite reasonably, whether Stacey's taken her medication, and that sort of pushes Lily a bit further. I mean, I understand why Lily kicked off because it's sort of like, oh, yeah, I can cope, leave me alone. But it's sort of like, actually, no, that's a really sensible question
Yeah,
to
it was a
ask whether
very
Stacey's taken her
reasonable
meds. Yeah,
question. Yeah.
a
And I
very
assume
reasonable
that she has
question.
been still.
I mean,
Is
the
that what
way that
happened?
this sort of led, I was starting to wonder whether she hadn't been taking them because
Yeah, same.
with stuff with the phone, but I think she has been sort of
Yeah.
taking them reluctantly.
Yeah.
Because I think even amongst all the darkness that she's feeling, I think she sort of also knows that not taking a meds is only going to make things a million times worse.
And actually, when you think about it, the little snippets we have seen of Stacey is usually her just popping in kitchen for a glass of water. So maybe we're
Yeah.
supposed to assume
Just to
that for
take her
her
pills.
meds.
Yeah, because you
Yeah.
know the bathroom sink upstairs doesn't work or something. To
Oh,
be
you
full.
can't. Whoa, 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 whoa. You can't drink water out of a bathroom sink.
Can you not? Do you not?
Well, I can't. Oh,
Why?
no. The thought of it makes me think,
It's not the same as the
oh,
toilet,
no.
Ree. It's not the toilet.
No, it's wrong. It's
It's
wrong, Rob.
wrong. It's
It's
wrong.
wrong, I
Can't drink
tell
bathroom
you.
water. It's wrong.
No.
Yeah, so all is not well in the Slater
No.
household. And this all sort of culminates in a special episode at the end of the week. I tell you what, Simon Ashdown, give him Stacey to write and he shines, doesn't he? I mean, that's
Yeah.
where he's at his happiest, I think, when he's got when he's got a special Stacey stuff to write. Because he has been there for basically every huge thing that's ever happened to Stacey, like her creation, her arriving, her bipolar, the affair with Max, losing Bradley, now losing Martin. All of it has sort of had Simon Ashdown's touches all over it.
Yeah.
The Theo stuff, you know, so he's been there throughout the. So I think, you know, he's one of the writers that just totally and utterly gets Stacey. And
Yeah.
Lacey Turner reacts and acts so well to his scripts as well, I think, as well, doesn't
I
she?
agree. Yeah. They
Yeah.
both, between
They
them, they
sing
are
to each other.
Stacey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a
Yeah.
tennis match, I think, between those two. And yeah, the. It all kind of starts going horribly wrong when Freddie decides to do some washing because you know everything stinks. So they take he takes I think it was a coat, wasn't it? He took to the laundrette.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it had Stacey's phone in it, so she kind of
Yes.
goes crazy with that. Now, yes, stick a phone in the washing machine, it's going to get broken, but everything on there is retrievable, right? These
Oh, I
days,
kept thinking with
ink
Stacey, have you
cloud,
not learnt about the cloud?
the cloud.
But then again, that's quite, clouds can be quite expensive these days, Rob. Maybe she just don't pay for the cloud. Maybe she doesn't
Maybe
have a
not.
cloud.
No, clouds are
You would think
expensive.
that she would though, when she was talking, like I would have thought voice notes and voicemails, yeah, they're gone.
Yeah.
They're
Yeah,
gone.
oh,
But
100%. Yeah.
photos,
Oh well.
surely you can get them off a cloud.
Yeah, because voicemails and stuff are going to be on like the SIM card, aren't they? And that if that's
Yeah, I
wrecked, then
think.
yeah, they're gone,
Yeah.
aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so voicemails are gone. So yeah, fair on that.
Yeah, that I mean that's sad.
But all of
Go on.
this has happened, remember, she's had the intervention, hasn't she, from Eve, Suki, Kat and Alfie, which I really like because
Yes, I like that.
I particularly enjoyed that Suki was there with Eve.
She
And
feels
they'd
right there,
stayed
doesn't
over at
she?
the Slater house, yeah. Well, we've seen that Suki and Stacey have got a nice relationship as well, haven't they? It's a
Yeah, I
shame that
mean,
her and Kira didn't work out actually, because
it
that could
really
have been
is.
quite a nice little
Yeah, it really
family
is.
kind of
I mean, it's
thing.
nice that they've sort of got the Eve connection there as well.
Yeah,
But Suki and Stacey, I mean, they've been through a lot together, haven't they? Obviously, with the whole six storyline. So they've
exactly.
been through some stuff together. So I
Yeah.
think Suki sort of gets Stacey and sort of gets
Yeah.
where she's at with her headspace and everything like that.
Yeah.
But the intervention doesn't really work, and Stacey's just sort of pushing everybody away.
Oh, see, I thought it did work a
Do
little
you think it had
bit.
an effect?
I think it didn't until the last bit when Kat were like, by the way, Lily's been smoking loads of weed and stealing money off me to get it. And then I
Yeah.
think Stacey were like,
Weed.
what?
Weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
worst drug there is, weed.
Yeah.
Yes. So obviously then when the coat goes into the laundrette, Stacey
Yeah.
kind of goes mad, sort of runs across to the laundrette, is trying to smash open the washing machine, and Yolande's like, can we calm down a minute, please, here, lady? And what are you doing?
She's like, you can't,
Can't do
what? And
that.
it's
It won't,
mid-spin,
excuse me, it's
mid-cycle.
mid-spin.
Whoa,
What the hell
come
do you
on.
think you're doing? It's
Uh-uh.
mid-spin.
So
You
gonna,
don't.
that phone, mate.
Yeah, I'm
Gonna.
sorry. It's mid-spin. Nothing can stop it now. Nothing. And so, yeah, the phone just come out and it's screwed, isn't it? It's broken. And what turns out to have happened is that Arthur has Martin's phone. Now,
Yes.
can we just say, Arthur, that poor kid, right? His head
I
must be
know.
porridge at this age, right? He's lost two dads, and his mum's like ringing the phone and leaving voicemail messages and saying, "I can't wait to see you," and all of this kind of thing, kind of hinting about the fact that Stacey was maybe thinking of going through a very dark place, I think, as well, wasn't it?
What did you, is that what you thought?
Yeah, when she was saying, "I can't wait to see you," I kind of, I at first thought, "Oh, is Stacey contemplating suicide so that they'd be together?" That's what I thought they were kind of hinting at
Oh.
first. Yeah.
Oh no, I didn't get that. I totally thought she was just trying to talk about, she was just trying to act normal as though it was still here and it was just her trying to be like,
Yeah, well,
but
that's kind of where I was sort of at a crossroads as to whether she was
yeah.
taking a medication or not. So I was sort of like, so either
Oh,
she
okay,
is
yeah.
kind of.
Okay, yeah.
Either she's convinced herself that Martin is still alive because she's kind of able to speak to him, or she
Yeah.
is saying, "I'll be with you
Yeah.
soon," or something like
Yeah.
that, you know. Arthur's going to grow up to be a psychopath, is my prediction, eventually.
Bless him. Oh, yeah. Deeply troubled, at least, at the
Yes,
very least. Yeah,
deeply
bless
troubled
him.
Arthur. And so what it basically culminates in is Lily just saying, "Look, this cannot go on. I need to get away. My GCSEs are all going on behind the
She
scenes,
smacks
so I need
her
to go
again,
study them."
doesn't
She
she?
does, yeah. Well, they kind of have a
Well, not
struggle, don't
smacks her,
they?
but like,
Yeah,
yeah.
they have a struggle with the phone, and I think Stacey sort of elbows her in the chin, in the face, or
Yeah.
something like that, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And Lilia Turner is the future of the show, by the way, isn't she?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Her and
Oh, they're
Lacey Turner
great.
together as
Yeah.
well. And they even look like each
Yeah, they
other.
do. Yeah, I mean, it's
You
no
can see
wonder
that
that
she's
people thought
Stacey's
they were
daughter.
related when the Turner
Yeah,
thing's
I did
now.
her. I did. I was
Yeah.
frantically Googling, like, they've got the
Yeah.
same surname and
Yeah.
everything.
They are not
Must be.
related, believe it or not.
Yeah.
They are actually not related. The Turner
Yeah.
thing doesn't help, I'll grant you, but
Yeah.
they are not related. And yeah, they're just fantastic on screen together. It's something else that I'm going to miss when Stacey eventually leaves, to be honest. It's going to be a real shame to lose that dynamic on screen.
But hopefully Stacey's not going to be gone for too long.
I hope not. I hope not. I mean, bless her. She's entitled to it. My God, she's done her service. But please come back
Yeah,
soon. Please,
a
please,
hundred
please come back
percent.
soon. I think Lacey Turner is actually the most awarded actress in soap.
Is she?
I think so.
Fair.
I think I'm right in saying that. I think she's won
Yeah.
more awards for performance and acting than any other soap actor. I
She's
think
been
I'm right in
given a
saying
lot,
that.
hasn't she,
Yeah,
for her
yeah.
time, to be fair.
I think I'm right in
Yeah.
saying that. I mean, someone will correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm fairly sure that's right. And hopefully she will win one at the Soap Awards. Imagine us
Oh.
being there live when Lacey Turner wins an award. What an
Do you think we're going to have to
honour.
have some kind of like NDA agreement when we go in? Because obviously it's
Well,
being recorded before it's being aired.
5 days, yeah, they've revealed it's not been aired for another 5 days after it. The people are going
5 days.
to ruin those results, aren't they? We're not going to
Yeah.
do it, but people will.
No, we're definitely, no,
No,
100% not going
but people
to
will.
each, I mean, we could talk about it with each other, so we'll be all right, to be
Yeah,
fair, won't
we'll record the podcast
we?
episode and then we'll just release it at the time. But yeah,
Yeah.
it'll be it's a long old gap between recording, because normally they do it live, and then other times they'll like
Yeah,
do it the
yeah,
next day or something. But some strange reason,
yeah.
apparently it's like a 5 day gap this time, so I don't know why.
Curious.
Curious and annoying, but there we go. So yeah, basically Lily says, "I'm gonna go stay with Ryan because I need to get away from everything. I'm gonna take Charlie and I need a break," which again you cannot blame her for at all. You know,
She
she's
has a
what,
little
14,
heart to
15?
heart. Yeah, she has that little heart to heart with Lauren, doesn't she? And
Yeah.
she's like, my mum's making me a worse mum at the minute, which I can kind of see because she must feel like she's been neglecting Charlie as well because she's
Yeah.
having to look
Well,
after
she
her
does.
brother and sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say like shame on Jean, but also like a bit of shame on Jean for just
It's not the best
leaving. I
time to do a
know.
flit, is it?
I know that they're supposedly saying she had a conversation with Stacey and Stacey told her it were all fine and Stacey had come out of room for 5 minutes last week, so Jean thought it was all
Oh, everything's.
okay. And
Oh, Stacey's fine now. That's cool. Yeah.
I get that Jean's going through her stuff. I totally understand,
Yeah.
but like to just leave Lily and not, has
Yeah.
she even been checking in on Lily while she's been
Doubt it.
away, you
Doubt
know?
it. I mean, this is the thing. The problem is, I think all of them sort of need a break from one another, because actually, each other's
Yeah,
grief
true.
is sort of having a negative effect on the other people in the house, isn't it? So Stacey's in her own little pit somewhere, and that's thereby having a negative effect on Lily, who's also dealing with her own grief of losing her own,
Yeah,
losing
true.
her dad, whilst trying to look after everything that Stacey and Jean should be doing. Jean's going through her own stuff as well. So I think separately, they all need to sort of go off and just have a moment on
Have a
their own
minute,
together.
yeah.
Yeah. and then sort of come back somewhat refreshed to deal with it
But at
all
end of the
again. But
day, you've got Opie and Arthur there, and someone's got to look after them little kiwinks, bless them, because they need help as well. But
I
yeah,
know.
maybe this did need to happen so that Stacey will step up though as well.
Yeah, I mean, I
Maybe
think it
it
was
needed
always
something
going.
drastic like this.
Yeah, I mean, it was always going to culminate in a bit of a row at the very least, wasn't it? I didn't think Stacey was going to elbow Lily in the face, but that has just tend to, but you know, sometimes that just happens, you know. I did enjoy, I mean, we'll talk about Lauren in a minute, but I did enjoy the conversation between Stacey and Lauren as well. I thought that was really nicely done.
Yes,
Because
very
those two have got
nicely
their
done.
history. You know, there's a lot of resentment there from Lauren, especially with Stacey. And it was nice for the pair of them to be able to sort of be on a level playing field and sort of talk about their own personal sort of trauma that they're kind of privately dealing with at the moment and just sort of say to each other, you know, yeah, you've got this. And yeah, you've got this too. We've got it. We're okay. We'll, yeah.
Sometimes when you're in the mum club, you can just you can get on
Yeah.
like that and
Anybody, you
empathize
could
with
talk to any
people.
other mother in the world at that moment, can't you? I think.
I swear to God, it is so true. It's like when you've given birth, you join this whole new club that you didn't know existed, the mum club. But what I did find interesting about that conversation is the mention of Bradley and him and Abby, actually. She asked about Abby and do you feel guilt? So I wonder if Bradley's going to somehow play a part in Stacey's exit, if you know.
I mean,
I can't say
arguably.
too much because we've got some news and I don't want to say
Yeah, I
anything.
mean, I think there will at least be that connection there. I mean, the thing is, arguably, Bradley's death has put Stacey on a different route ever since that day, hasn't it? Like, it's been because, you know, she does blame herself for Bradley's death, and in many ways, you can kind of understand why. And to be fair, you can certainly blame her for Martin's death in a few ways as well. You know, we're not leaving this building until you say, this collapsing building until you say you love me. Oh, right.
And
Oh,
then
sorry, the
die, yeah.
building's collapsed. Funny that. But you can kind of see where she's at with in terms of I cause nothing but chaos. Whoever I touch, whoever I love, they are just, they're doomed if they come into close contact with me. You can see it.
And that's why she's leaving, because she's now realizing it's not me, it's Albert Square. It's being in Walford. That's what does it. It's the curse of Albert
Ryan
Square.
got out in just in time. Let's be real here, because otherwise Ryan would be dead as well. The
This that
Vic
is
would
so
have,
true.
and it's not even Stacey, it's the Vic. Stacey and the Vic together, they would have got him at some point.
Yeah, that is
I am
very true.
waiting for the time that Ryan is declared is decreed dead off screen because it's been revealed that the Vic has been leaking asbestos for 20 years, you know, and right, it got Ryan in the end.
And it got him.
Yeah. Oh, I bet it was. It was a great episode for Lacey Turner, as if she, you know, we needed to know that she could do them. But it's, I think she's delivered the grief of it all really convincingly. And it's testament that I think that she did take her meds because a previous Stacey, I think, would have just gone, screw it, I'm never going to bother with the meds, and then it would all have gone horrifically wrong. But I think actually the grief was enough for Stacey at this moment.
And yeah, I agree because we didn't need it to be that she's not
No.
taking her meds. And I kind of think the sending the voice notes thing is quite a legit thing to do when you've lost somebody,
I
isn't
think it's
it?
a
I can
kind of,
see
actually, I
that.
feel like as long as you're in, as long as you sort of are aware of what you're doing and why you're doing it, I think it's actually quite a healthy thing to do.
Well, it is, but then she did say that she noticed that they'd been getting listened to and she somehow wondered if it was him, which did make it a bit more
Yeah,
dark. But then
but
she
you know,
finds out they were
that's,
actually Arthur listening, makes it even
yeah. I mean,
worse.
that's a very unique situation, isn't it? But I think on the whole, actually, having someone that you can, even though you know they're not there, if you can just sort of use them as an outlet for the fact that you're missing them, whether you're just angry that they're gone or you're sad that they're gone or you're guilty or whatever, I think it actually helps to have some, to have them there and use them for
Yeah,
that.
it
You know, I
feels
think
like a way
it's,
of talking to them, even though you know that they're not there.
Because actually, in your head, I think they are the only people that would understand exactly what's going on in your head at that moment because you have that personal connection.
Definitely.
Yeah. But really, really strong stuff with that this week. I feel like we are going to see Stacey again in the coming weeks just before she goes for reasons that we shall discuss at the end of the podcast. So, yes. But everyone involved in that episode, bloody marvellous. Well done. And finally, ladies and gents, there was another special episode this week, and this is Lauren. So, final storyline of the week is the Lauren storyline and the Jimmy storyline. And mother's instinct, Ree. I mean, I'm assuming that there was a lot during this where you were just like, yep, absolutely fair. Like, you would know, you'd know stuff.
Don't get me started. Well, you are getting me
I am getting you
started.
started and start.
I totally felt for Lauren, but at the same time, so she's obviously, she just, her mother's instinct is that there is something not right with Jimmy. But the thing is that's difficult is that she can't explain it. And that is a bit of part of mother's instinct, like your gut's just telling you. When you then got to talk about that medically to somebody, like the health visitor who came to visit, who, by the way, absolutely no shade. I understand health visitors and midwives have such a difficult job, do not get me wrong. But they can be
Wrong.
dismissive of you, not gonna lie. They can be very dismissive as well. And they do often put things down to, oh, it's a
Postnatal.
nervous mum. I swear they put it in your notes, honestly. However, having said that, when Lauren's trying to describe that there's something wrong with Jimmy, she can't really give examples. It's just like, I just know that there's something wrong, like, and then says things that you could associate with our baby, like he doesn't sleep and he's not latching on, which can be typical issues that you have with a baby. So at that point, I don't know what you what I don't actually know what the health visitor could have done, if you know what I mean, because unless you've got something that you know you're kind of looking for or testing for, it's not until obviously she does realize that there's something wrong with his eyes where you can be more specific. However, it's very disheartening, like how Lauren felt. I've seen people arguing that Peter didn't support her like he could have. I think he did in the actual meeting. I think he was, whilst he wasn't saying, oh, I've noticed it, because if he's not, he's not at the end of the day. But then what happened was he was like, oh, Lauren, you know, she's, you know, her instinct is telling her that. And I thought, well, what else can he say? But then as soon as he goes out into the hallway to the health visitor, he belittles what Lauren's basically saying, is how I felt.
Right. I mean, the thing is, I just like, yes, the thing is, like, and you're absolutely right. You know, these health visitors, that she will have had about 15 other people to go and see after Lauren, and she's probably running late. You know, that sort of
Definitely.
ridiculous sort of schedule that these people are put under. And exactly like you say, the fact that Lauren couldn't actually specify what was, like, give examples of what actually was going wrong with Jimmy. I wonder, you know, obviously I'm not a mother, but I wonder, like, how similar that kind of thing would fall into typical postnatal depression. You know, sort of looking at this mother who is sort of really nervous, really sort of sad, like completely and utterly sleep deprived. She's had a kid already, so it's not like this is just a new mum going, I don't know anything. You know, she's done it. You know, she knows, sort of knows what she's doing, kind of thing. So it would be, I think, very easy to diagnose postnatal depression in
Postnatal
a
depression.
situation like that. You know, it's, and then Peter,
Well,
I think Peter would be more inclined to believe what the health visitor was saying as opposed to Lauren, who in his mind is acting a bit crazy. You know, I'm not saying he's right, but I feel like
yeah,
I
no.
can understand his thinking as to, well, you're the professional and this is what you're telling me, so I think I believe you more at this moment.
Like, it's like you said, professionals can be wrong. But yeah, I understand what you're saying with Peter's. Actually, though, having said that, the health visitor jumping down the postnatal depression thing is quite early to have said that, because you get something called the baby blues after you've given birth
And
anyway.
that's not the same as postnatal
And
depression.
it's not the same, no, because your hormones are all over the
Of
place.
course.
But I don't see why that, if I'm honest with you, to me, it'd be more like postnatal anxiety, I guess, what she'd be
And
suffering than
that's a
depression.
thing as well, is it? Like,
Oh,
spoken about less, I
postnatal
feel.
OCD and everything, you know,
Really?
like,
Oh, that, see, I'd
yeah,
quite like to
it
see all
makes
that
sense.
explored in a soap at one point, because we all know about postnatal depression, but all the other ones, I think that would be interesting to sort of explore.
Yeah, I definitely have postnatal anxiety, and honestly, because you just, especially when you are new to it, which, like you're saying, Lauren isn't new to it. But actually, you would have thought, with it being a second time, that the health visitor would have took on board what she was saying a bit more, because they can be more dismissive when it's your first time. I'm
Of
not gonna
course,
lie,
of
because,
course.
but
Because
second time
they've heard all
round,
this before when they were right in diagnosing it. That's the problem, isn't it? Like, they will have been times where she will have had all of that, what Lauren was saying to her, said to her, and she has said, I think this might be postnatal depression, and she would have been 100% right in what she was saying.
Yeah, and the, you know, you're more likely to get postnatal depression if you've had certain things happen to you during your pregnancy,
Like, there's
or
been a
your
rough
like birth
birth, rough labour.
experience. So given Lauren's taking methadone and had drug addictions
Yeah.
whilst pregnant, you can also kind of understand why you might jump to that conclusion.
Yeah, and of course, also the other thing, I think in the back of Peter's mind was, is she also going through withdrawals at the moment? Which again is its own thing that's going to sort of make you
Well,
seem
yeah.
unreasonable
Well,
at the
she's
very
taking
least, isn't it?
methadone, isn't she? So you
Yeah,
want to
and there's
avoid
necking that
that.
as well, by the way. Like she was, I'm not quite, I don't know what the sort of procedure is with methadone, but I feel like, you know, she was necking it like she was the morphine, wasn't she, in the kitchen? So how much of that is she supposed to take?
No, I think she's taking the right
Is that the
amount
right
with the
amount?
methadone. Yeah. Because they also, she was, one of the things that she brought up was, have I damaged Jimmy? When she was talking to Linda, have I caused him damage by having the methadone? And they said, well, no, methadone doesn't damage. We know that that doesn't harm the baby. That's why they've said it's safer to take. And obviously, while she's breastfeeding, because that'd still be getting transferred while she's taking it, even post birth. But yeah, I think that's why it was important that we had, and interesting, it was Linda who spoke to Lauren, and she had another mum who suffered addiction talking to her. And I'm sorry to say, but it just shows you, like I was saying to you about the mum club, the
Yeah,
effect
absolutely.
of feeling like you're being listened to and talking to another mum who goes, mother's instincts rarely wrong though, to be fair, and not just dismissing Lauren and going, if you feel like there's something wrong, mother's instinct,
Yeah, take him to the
it's usually
doctors. Yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it's just to put your own mind at rest, go take him to see a professional then, like who's got time to sit and listen to you and examine him and just like put your own mind at rest. And if there's something wrong, then you were right.
Yeah.
And you know.
I always say it's better to get them checked and be told
Yeah.
nothing's wrong than not take them and there'll be something wrong. But
Exactly.
yeah.
Before we get to that, sort of looking at
Yeah.
what actually is wrong with Jimmy, and you will tell me I'm wrong, okay? And that's absolutely
Okay.
fine. All right.
Uh-oh.
I'm not quite sure how everything that happened this week, how we got onto the topic of toxic men.
What, like Ian saying
And
stuff?
now, what I'm saying, obviously, Ian is Ian, all right? And I feel like they wrote, but I feel like they wrote Ian like that this week in order to talk about toxic men. Do you know what I mean? Because actually, Ian has
Yeah.
been relatively supportive of what was going on, you know, with Peter and everything. He was trying to be supportive. But then they were sort of putting the tag of toxic man onto Peter as well. And I was sort of like, I'm not quite sure how we've got here. And it seemed to just be a way to discuss that. And I was sort of a bit confused as to how we got there. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, I would say
Yeah,
this
because
is the man, but, you know, it's just.
no, I'll be honest, I don't think he's a toxic man.
Well, I saw the Twitter reaction to it to the episode before I saw the episode, and I was expecting like to absolutely hate Peter by the end of the episode, but I was
About the
sort of like,
health, what, after the health was at
but on the special episode, you know, I think it was when
oh, the
Peter,
special.
yeah, the special episode, I think like Peter was getting a load of crap online for like the way that he reacted to it all, and was, you know, especially when he said, "Can you take me home after Jimmy's diagnosis?" And I think people really reacted badly to that because they felt like he should have obviously been there to support Lauren and support Jimmy and all that kind of thing. So I was expecting a lot worse from Peter than what we got. Ian is Ian, okay?
Well,
You know,
Ian, we know, is
Ian's
toxic.
an
Like,
idiot. He's
him
an idiot.
saying she can't even breastfeed her own child. It's just like, even
Yeah.
Kathy were like, oh my God,
Ian's an
Ian.
idiot, all right? We know Ian's an
Yeah.
idiot, but it seemed to you they seem to
With
use that as a
Peter.
way to sort of go on about toxicity in men and all that kind of thing. And I was sort of a bit confused as to how we got there from where we were, you know?
I'll be honest, I agree with you. I don't think we saw much toxicity from Peter. I don't think he did everything in the right way, though,
No.
certainly. Like listening to Louie and jumping to conclusions about her taking tablets. I do think that Peter needs to learn to trust Lauren more about her
Absolutely,
addiction.
yeah.
Do I think
But
that he was toxic? I mean, arguably, though, he then rang the hospital and were like telling them, we think Lauren's been taking medication that she shouldn't have been taking. At the same time, if he wasn't able to get in touch with Lauren and ask her directly, I can kind of see it, but at the same time, I'm also seeing Peter's perspective.
Yeah, because Lauren's an ex-addict who we know was doing. I'm not, you know, I'm not, and I'm not trying to like slag Lauren off for this, but it's just the facts that the heater has
Yeah.
available to him at that
He's
moment,
going to have
right?
his own
It's,
anxieties
of
around
course he
that,
is,
surely.
you know, and he's sort of right in this what he was saying to Linda. It's just like, you know, she's an addict, and that isn't something that you sort of get over. You know, addiction is
He
addiction,
said
and
it'll
that kind of.
affect the children, yeah, which it
Yeah, I
will in
mean,
some
it
way,
was,
yeah.
yeah, you know, I mean, he might not have been the most sort of subtle and careful with his wording at that moment, but then he didn't know that Lauren was listening. But, you know, the fact that he then kind of overhears, he hears that Lauren is taking tablets from underneath the sink that she's sort of, that suggests that she wants these tablets not to be seen by anybody. You can sort of see where his mind would go at that moment, right?
You can, and you've got to think that Peter's sleep deprived as well.
Yeah, of
However,
course, yeah.
what he should have really done is just tried to find Lauren and
Yeah, and
speak
just
to her
asked her.
himself.
Yeah.
However, he did try and get in touch with her. Then the next thing he's got is a phone call from the midwife at the
Yeah.
hospital saying Lauren's coming in and she's in quite a state
Yeah.
about Jimmy.
Yeah.
In that moment, I can kind of see why Peter mentioned it. Was it right? I don't know, it's an hard one, isn't it? It's
You've got to just go,
circumstantial. If he
I
didn't
think if
think it.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're there in that moment where they were, like, you've got to just put everything on the table, all right? So this is happening, this has happened, this has happened, and now I'm discovering that this is going on as well. So everything needs to be said now, surely. Like,
Perhaps he
needs to be on
shouldn't
the
have
same
said it to
page.
the he shouldn't have
Yeah.
said it to the medical professional first. He should have got to the hospital,
Yeah.
checked with Lauren, and spoken to her.
Yeah, yeah,
As for him leaving after the diagnosis, I think he was just in shock.
yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, he should have been there for Lauren and Jimmy. He should have totally been there. And it does. So there's something in parenting that you call default parenting, right? I say this.
Go on, yeah,
And it's a
go
thing
off.
that parenting, the default thing, the default chores, let's call it, or tasks of parenting, responsibilities, always go back to the mum. So
Yeah.
I totally have it in my relationship, this dynamic. Sorry to my partner. It's true. So it comes down to even things like sorting out the clothes. When do the
yeah,
clothes fit
yeah.
them? When have they default? It's always the default parent, whether that is the mother in the relationship, but there is a default
Yeah,
parent.
you're
So
100% right. Yeah.
you could argue that Peter, well, he didn't even have to think about Jimmy in that moment because he's with Lauren, so I can do a runner. Lauren didn't have
Yeah,
that
I was
opportunity
that.
to
Yeah,
react, did she?
sure.
Lauren could have wanted to run a million miles away when she heard it, but
Yeah.
she knew that she is responsible still for Jimmy. So arguably, Peter, oh, he didn't
And
have to think twice, did he? He could just
no.
run because he knows Jimmy's with Lauren and everything's fine, even though 2 hours before he were accusing her of
Yeah.
being addicted to drugs.
And also something that they've not really dealt with yet, which I'm feeling is going to be something that is going to be the main focus of it over the coming weeks, is the fact that yes, Jimmy is blind. The exact term being optic nerve and chorioretinal coloboma. Sorry if I
And
pronounced that wrong.
severely slight impaired, they said
Yeah,
as well.
yeah, yeah, yeah. And the reasoning for that could well be dangerous drugs that were taken during the
During
pregnancy.
pregnancy.
And I feel like that would have been another reason why Peter did a flit at that moment, because actually at that moment he is kind of thinking, are you responsible for this? I maybe need to get away from you for a moment. Or did they not
They
say
didn't
that in front
tell.
of Peter? But
No, they
will he
didn't
have
say that in
assumed
front of him.
that at that moment, do you think?
Possibly. Possibly.
That's what I mean. Like, is that another reason why he might have wanted to just get away from the situation at that moment?
It could have been. And like I say, I think he was just shocked
Yeah.
and just thought, I can't handle any more of this. Like, overwhelmed by this news. See you later. But like I say, not thinking about the fact that Lauren's probably still feeling that as well.
Sure.
And still got to look after Jimmy. But yeah, like you say, maybe in his mind he's thinking, oh, well, I want to blame you, but maybe now's not
Yeah.
the right time to blame you, so I'll do a
Yeah.
runner. But
It's not great.
still.
It's not the best way to deal with it, but in terms of, like, I sort of understand the character motivations, because this is what I mean.
Yeah.
From some of the reaction online, I was sort of expecting Peter to have been completely unreasonable and completely sort of like just no, like nothing. And people will be in the comment section right now saying, "Well, he was unreasonable," and that's fine. But I feel like Peter wasn't completely. I don't feel like Peter was especially toxic at that moment. I feel like he had his faults, but I feel like they weren't,
Yeah, I actually agree with you. I
you
actually
know.
agree with you. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Ian's Ian, you know what I mean? Ian, we expect Ian to come out with that rubbish that he does. You know, yeah, he's annoying. Yeah, he will just say the most stupid things at the most inopportune and inappropriate moments. You know, that's just
It's
Ian,
good
you
that he
know?
does, though, for viewers
Yeah.
to actually see how ridiculous some of those comments are, though, I
Yeah.
think. Because
Yeah.
if you're watching that and agreeing with Ian, then hopefully somebody's sat next to you
I
going, what are
mean,
you on
if
about?
you, I'm sorry, if you're the sort of person that agrees with Ian Beale on a daily basis, then you need to give your head a wobble. Let's be real here.
Yeah.
In terms of everything that kind of went on within the episode, though, I thought it was an excellent episode. Carrie Andrews wrote Wednesday's episode, and it was a bloody good
Yes.
script.
Yeah.
Because you are, it was kind of like quite an interesting study of the NHS at that moment as well. I feel like, you know, that bitch of a receptionist, you know, who just looked like she had no
Yes,
time for
yes.
anything, you know.
Honestly,
It doesn't
divide me
paint.
up.
It doesn't paint that particular subsection of the NHS in a particularly great light, but the problem is we have all met receptionists like that, so it's not like it was unrealistic or stereotypical, was it? It wasn't cliched.
You get it, don't you? Because receptionists must deal with all sorts.
All
Let's
sorts of, they
be
get
real.
yelled at and
Let's be real.
insulted and have things thrown at them every single day, I would imagine.
So
So,
they have to build some kind of a wall, I
of
think.
course, and you would think
However,
if Lauren, if someone like Lauren comes up to you and is going like she was, then I feel like, you know, a natural defensiveness is going to be there, but at the same time,
I
listen.
don't feel like she was going up and going. I think
No,
she
but
eventually did.
I'm not
That's
saying,
because she wasn't being listened to.
I'm not saying that she was doing that, but from her perspective, that it would have been, oh, here's another one
Maybe.
sort of thing. That's what I mean. I'm not saying it's right, but you know, it's,
Deal with people with compassion. You've got a nervous woman who's come up and just said, "I think my kid's blind," which is a pretty big deal.
Of course it
Like,
is,
put
yeah.
yourself in her shoes. And instead, she's like, "Who's your appointment with?
It was just
What
unhelpful.
time? Who's your consultant?" Not like, "Oh, have you followed the procedures? Like, have you managed to speak to anybody yet about this?" I would say the best thing to do, perhaps. I understand that it's a difficult time for you. Maybe you could call your GP in the morning so we can sort out the referral. But
But
just be
even
talking
that,
a bit nicely to
yeah, but I mean,
somebody.
even that, like, if basically in that moment, unless you were about to say to me, you will be seen immediately, you're going to get abuse back, aren't you? Because at that moment, if you're
Not
turning up,
necessarily.
I don't know, but I feel like if you've, if a young mother has rushed to the hospital with this thing that she has either decided or knows is wrong with her child, and she's told, well, nothing's going to be done right now, you're going to have to call your GP, and then you know that the rigmarole that's going to come from that, you're going to be waiting weeks for an
Do you
appointment,
know
and
what though?
it's,
Anyway, I'll be honest, I know all different trusts have different rules, but if I were really nitpicking, which to some extent you've got to be considering the story they've shown, you actually, when you've got like weight gain troubles, you don't get signed off from your midwives until 28 days after the birth, which I don't think it's quite been yet. So she would have still within her rights been able to get some advice from a
There
midwife.
and then.
Could be different trusts. But I had a phone line that I could still call up at any time of day, and they could advise me about whatever trouble I've got. And if it was something they couldn't deal with over the phone, they'd say, "Right, this is your next point of action." Anyway, I'm nitpicking though, to be fair,
I
but
mean, I think that the basic sort of takeaway from it all was that it's that being in this situation feels impossible. And, you know, in many ways, the world goes against you to make it feel even more impossible for, you know, whether that be red tape or whether that be your loved one saying, are you all right? Are you thinking, like, let's calm down a minute, shall we? Whereas, you know, at some points, you know, a mother's instinct is just right, you know,
The
and that it
frustration
feels,
of just not being listened to and being dismissed straight away.
you know, in an ideal world, you know, the NHS would have enough money to create a mother's instinct ward, you know, that you could just go to. It's
True,
like, I feel
yeah.
this. Can you tell me whether I'm right or not? And they will go, yep, that's mother's instinct again. Off you go. Yep, that's right. So it's so tough. And I do feel for Lauren. I really, really do. And we said all the way through when Lauren was taking the drugs that it feels impossible that we're going to get to a stage where the baby is completely unaffected by everything that's happening here. And it feels like this is the result of it.
Do you know what?
It's not been confirmed, though, has it, by the nurse? It's possible that it could be, but I feel
But I think they're
like,
pretty certain.
I
Yeah,
feel
but they
like,
obviously maybe need to do some more formal tests to confirm. I'm just thinking though, you're saying that you've seen all these toxic men comments. I've seen quite a few people saying that they're disappointed by the reaction to a child with a disability and I'm viewing it as the end of the world. When actually, you can live a very happy
Of
life
course you
even with a
can.
disability.
Of course you can. You can live a perfectly happy life even as a blind person. Of course you can. But I feel like it's not unrealistic for, you know, them to go, for them to feel at that moment like this is awful for my child and this is awful for, because you know that their life is going to be that little bit harder, and that's not what you want for your child. You want your life to have the easiest, most perfect life possible. You know, so I feel like that's all that is really, you know, and give it a couple of weeks and they'll be like, right, okay, so this is the reality and
We're
we'll do
dealing with
this
it.
and everything will be fine. We will make this as easy for you as we possibly can and everything will be fine, apart from the fact you live in Albert Square, so it's going to be 10 times harder than any other child on earth. But, you know, it's, I feel like that's all that really is. And I feel like it would be unrealistic not to have that moment of shit, what this is awful. Like, you know, it's,
But arguably, Lauren didn't necessarily react like that. She was more shocked. I mean, Ian was awful, weren't
of
he?
course
He's
he
like,
was.
"Oh,
Of course
well,
he
we'll have to
was.
pay for a private hospital and we'll just fix him." Like, oh my God,
Because
Ian,
that's how it
seriously.
works. Yeah, sure. Toxic Ian, I would say, as opposed to toxic men. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like, just,
100% toxic Ian. Definitely agree with that. But Lauren was a lot more, like she had that moment with Jimmy in the toilets and the light bulb was going, which is obviously
That's
significant
really
how
nice,
much
wasn't
we're
it?
in the
I liked
dark
that. That was really,
together.
and then the episode ending in the darkness, and it's sort of like welcome to Jimmy's world. You know, I think that was, I thought that was really nicely done, because something like that can feel really sort of like ham-fisted. And actually, I thought it was done really nicely, the way that they sort
But
of made that
it didn't
happen.
feel like in that moment. I don't feel like. Of course, Lauren is upset to some extent because probably more so the fact that she knows that she's caused something to Jimmy due to her drug taking. But I feel like Peter's like, oh my God, it's the end of the world. Like, we've just found out Jimmy's blind. Whereas Lauren's been like almost relieved to just find out what it is because she
Well,
knew
yeah,
that there was
relief that I'm
something.
not going crazy, relief that I'm, you know, relief that I know that I was, and the relief, I think,
Relief to find
actually.
out what it is.
Yeah, but also the relief that because she was worried that that Jimmy just didn't want to be around her for whatever reason. Actually, what this proved to her is that that connection is there because she knew there was something wrong and she was right. So that proves that the connection is real as well.
And now that she knows what it is, she can bear it in mind when she's trying to feed and go, right, well, he can't see what he's doing. I'm gonna have
That's
to aid
why.
him a bit more.
And I did like that when the lights turned off and it was just Lauren and Jimmy alone, experiencing effectively the same thing at that moment in the dark. That's when Jimmy latched on. I thought that was a really nice moment as well.
Yeah, I agree. Do you feel like, I don't know if it's just because since being a mum, I notice these things
I
more. Do
think
you
it
feel
is,
like.
Rhi. I think you. I've noticed that whenever anything to do with babies comes up now, you're sort of, well, actually, this is what's wrong.
Well, no, what I was going to
It's
say is,
great.
do you think that they feature breastfeeding more? Or is it me just noticing it more? Because I feel like we've never noticed mums breastfeeding as much in soaps as we have recently. Or is that just
I
me?
haven't especially noticed any sort, but then I think the breastfeeding was very relevant to this part of the storyline as well, wasn't it?
Definitely,
So, but I
definitely.
don't know. I wouldn't. I feel like,
Sonia were talking about it a lot as well when she
yeah,
given
I
birth, I
think that
feel.
it's, yeah. I mean, I think it's just one of those things, like, you know, we don't see nappy changing going on a lot, but we would see nappy changing if
True.
it was something leading into a medical storyline of some description. You know, it's just, but I know what you mean. Yeah, but it should be shown more because it's a perfectly natural and normal and thing to do, and you know, it's what happens. And I totally also understand, because one of my best friends really had trouble with breastfeeding when she gave birth to her kid. And that's devastating, because you want to have that physical connection there, because that feels like the most natural way to sort of go from that point onwards. So I get that totally, but that makes things 10 times harder.
Definitely. Definitely. It's not easy. But I'm glad that they're showing it more and
Yeah,
hopefully
absolutely.
spark those
Normalizing it. Not that we
conversations
need to
rather than
normalize breastfeeding, but
and even
Christ.
like, Ian saying like, oh, she's failing a kid because she can't. It's like, you have no idea. It's so hard.
Oh
Like, it's
yeah, because
really hard
Ian's. I remember.
straightforward.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like Sonia, when I think it was in the pie and mash shop, and what did he say? You got your milk buckets out, or something like, or something stupid like that. Which at the time I did laugh at, but at the same time you could sort of see Ian is this person who just is just an idiot in many, many ways. And I've got to say, this is sort of why I love Ian, because he's such an idiot.
So do I, though, as well.
Yeah,
I know what
I'm
you
not
mean.
supposed
I know
to,
what you
and
mean.
people
You'd love to
will.
hate him.
Love to hate him, you know, because he's an idiot. You know, he's an absolute idiot, and he is just so socially, like, inept in many, many ways, you know. And I kind of find that quite funny to watch, even though some people look at Ian, listen to those comments, and sort of take that as, oh, he's a horrific human being. There's nothing I like about him whatsoever. And whereas I sort of watch him and just think, you're an idiot, and it just makes me laugh. Jacqueline Jussel was incredible throughout all of this, by the way, obviously, like.
100%.
A stunning performance from her, I thought. Like, and it was just a really, really strong episode. With the Stacey stuff as well, all culminating in a really, really strong, powerful week. Clenners is not going quietly.
It's not, is it?
No, indeed not. Gold star with Sweet Rue.
I'm torn.
Rough this week to try and do this, isn't it?
I'll tell you, I'm torn between Lauren
Stacey
and
and Lauren?
Lily.
Oh, Lauren and Lily. Oh, okay.
Saying that, I'm gonna go for Lauren
Yeah, I
after
thought you
that
might.
discussion though.
Yeah, I mean, Stacey for me. I think,
Stacey,
yeah, Lauren and
okay.
Stacey, the stars of the week, effectively, weren't they? So I think the gold stars need to go to the stars of the week. And they were both absolutely phenomenal. And it was a really, really strong, tightly written, tightly directed week. Well done, everybody involved. Right, ladies and gents, final part of the podcast. My goodness me, do we have some news to discuss? So, Another axing appears to have occurred. I mean, we're thinking it's an axing. It's not been confirmed it's an axing, but it would kind of make sense if it was. EastEnders has confirmed that Bernadette Bernie Taylor will be leaving Albert Square soon. That would mean that every member of the Taylor family will no longer be on the soap. She is the last Taylor.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing is, I like Bernie a lot. I really, really do. But her character hasn't made sense for a little while since Keanu's death, really, has it?
It is a shame, but we did
Mm.
say when Keanu had died, like, is when she discovered his body in the cafe, we're
Yeah.
like, why is she still here?
I
Like,
still kept
realistically,
working
for
there.
Bernie to still
Yeah.
be around
Yeah.
on Albert
Yeah.
Square didn't make sense. However, they could have made it make sense. They could have written her in a
How?
relationship. They could
Yeah.
have,
Yeah. Like,
you
given her
know,
something
written
to stick
her,
around for. Yeah.
given her a good relationship with her kind of cousin Felix, and that would
Yeah,
be the
yeah.
reason for why they
That would be
stayed,
nice.
or
Yeah,
because they've
yeah.
got a nice group friendship dynamic, but they've just given her nothing since Keanu, so.
I do wonder if this is gonna. I mean, would Felix and Bernie leave together then? Is that maybe the plan?
Potentially, yeah, could see
Yeah.
that working. They could just both say, we're going to go and join Karen
Yeah. I mean,
in
like,
Spain.
yeah. I mean, like I say, it is a shame, but at the same time, there's clearly nothing left for Bernie to do now, is there? Like, there is nobody there for her, and it feels like after everything that's kicked off, like, would you turn and say, "Yeah, I could leave, but I've got to carry on working at the caf." You know, where Keanu was
Yeah.
buried. And at one point she was living in the house where her sister was murdered as well. So it does not make any sense that she's
No.
still there, bless her.
The only thing that she has got, but again, why would Bernie want to hang around on the square, is she's got the, is it power of attorney with Nugget and Avani in the
Which they've not
shop?
mentioned once since they sort
They
of said
mentioned it,
that.
I think they've mentioned it maybe once. I do
Yeah.
vaguely remember.
Yeah.
But they can just say, oh, we've called Bernie and she said it's
Yeah.
fine,
Oh,
you
yeah,
know.
crack
That's
on.
easily
Yeah,
resolved,
your
isn't
money,
it?
your life, your problem. I'm done with
Yeah.
Albert Square. Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be difficult to write her out, is it? You know,
No.
it's so, yeah, I will miss her in a way. You know, it's a shame because she is a great actress and you know, and she was a great community character as well. I think, you know,
Yes.
when she was first started working at the cafe, I think that really worked. And you do need those community characters sort of just in the background, sort of just
I
making the
agree.
square tick along.
I like to be nosy in the caff
Yeah,
as well. It
yeah.
works. Like you say, even if you're not giving her something major, a community character's nice, but
Yeah.
we've not even seen her in cafe for a while,
No,
I don't feel
age.
either.
She's not. She's
So,
barely been on screen this year, to be honest, that
no.
much, has she? So it is a
That's it.
shame, but you know, but best of
Best of
luck.
luck to Claire
Best of luck to Claire
Norris.
Norris. But yeah, I think it makes sense. But as one door closes, it would appear the sun has done its thing again, by the way, and
Stop saying the name.
done a bit
A
of a
certain
spoiler.
newspaper
Certain
outlet.
newspaper outlets, which we don't like, has done its thing. But we have been wanting this for a while, and it would appear, spoiler, 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 the Max is on his way back.
Yes.
I mean, yes, please, because there's so much for Max to be doing, like,
Can I
huge.
just go out there, though, right, before we get
Yes.
into the nitty-gritty of Max returning
Yeah,
and
yeah,
these spoilers, right? If it is that this certain newspaper outlet
yeah.
has ruined this,
Can
I'm
they
going to be
stop doing
so
that?
annoyed
Yeah.
because I'll be honest with you, this Lauren storyline this week, I had already seen the spoiler for that, and
Right.
I actually wish that they'd not released it before we
Mm.
watched. Because I do wonder if I'd have not known the outcome of what was going to happen, whether actually I would have been viewing it as, oh, is Lauren taking her drugs again? But because I knew
Yeah.
that they were doing a storyline about Jimmy being blind, I was watching it completely differently, knowing, oh,
Right.
she's right. I know that she's right. But had we not seen that spoiler, I might have actually been watching it a bit like Ian, dare I say it? Disgusting of me to say. I do apologise.
Yeah.
But you know, I might have been say I might have watched it like, oh, is Lauren okay? Is she right about you? Like, it might have been questioning it and maybe seeing it more from Peter's point of view. I don't know. Maybe I would have,
Yeah,
but
I know what you mean. They
it'd be nice to not have these spoilers when it could lead to a really good live moment that you're
Yeah.
actually shocked at.
Yeah, they
So.
do this now and again. Well, especially if they're doing sort of like a special medical storyline, they'll announce that they're doing it because
I
well,
know
actually,
it was an announcement,
what it
but
tends to do is sort of bring in the name of the charities involved. And I feel
yeah.
like, you know, if you're making a viewers aware of the fact that a charity exists, is that maybe a bit more important than saving from spoilers potentially? I don't know.
But they could do that afterwards anyway.
Yeah, they could.
Like,
Yeah, you're
seeing as
right.
it's
Yeah, yeah,
aired, they could say,
yeah,
we've been working very closely
yeah.
with this charity, with this, you know, so
Yeah.
it's going to be as accurate as possible and bringing
Yeah.
awareness. But there you go.
Well, we'll see. But Max, lol,
Yes.
that's going to be great.
Finally. Okay,
Yeah.
so Lauren and Stacey were having a conversation. Lauren and
Yes.
Linda have been talking. Lots of
Yeah.
little connections there for Max to return.
Cindy.
It's got to happen,
It's
right?
gotta happen. It's the fact that, Max is kind of responsible for Stephen's death. There is no other
Yeah.
character that you can say, well, clearly they're going to sleep together, other than Cindy, because that's how insane she is. But it's sort of
And he
like,
had an affair with Lucy as well.
yeah, oh God, yeah. So yeah, I mean, it just writes itself, right? The
Yeah.
thing is, it's so ironic because Max left when there was literally nothing for him to do, and I think he had nothing to do for a couple of years apart from when he had the affair with Linda, and even that was kind of like, affair with Linda? I don't know. So now that Lauren's back, he's got a kid that he doesn't know exists. He's got the mother of Cindy there, who he's clearly going to have an affair with. There is
Insane.
so much, yeah,
Yeah,
there is so
100%.
much for him to be doing. It's.
You can see it, right? Max and Cindy are actually going to hate each other. She's going to be like, he's here. He's responsible. He had an affair with my daughter, kind of responsible for Stephen. And they're going to have complete blazing arguments all the
Yeah.
time. And then one
And then
day,
have
there'll be
sex
mid-argument and then they'll
and
just
ripping each
rip
other's
each other's
clothes
clothes
off.
off.
You
It writes
can write
itself,
it.
don't
Oh, it's
it?
going to be amazing. Yeah, needs. I mean, and we've been saying for months and months. Yeah, can Max come back now, please? Because there's it feels time, and it's definitely time. And it appears, if the leaks are to be
Rumors are
believed, that it
true.
is happening. So yeah, bring it on, I say. Talking of things that we weren't meant to see. Something seemed to have gone wrong with the social media on EastEnders at some point this week, because there was a picture released that seemed to reveal that the Vic is up for auction or up for sale.
Yes, it was so. Oh, it was. I sent you a screenshot,
Yeah.
didn't I? I
Sort of
saw
like,
it
are we
on
meant to see that
TikTok.
yet? Are we meant to
Yeah.
see that yet? And
It was
it's.
like a nice little clip of a few of the
Yeah,
characters
just sort
pretending
of
to go into a
living
little cup
life. Yeah.
and then they land in front of the Vic.
Yeah.
And I genuinely don't think it was deliberate, but in the background of that little
Was this.
funny little
Yeah.
scene is a massive auction sign above the
Yeah.
green Vic.
Yeah. Which we weren't meant to see, I feel like, because they then deleted the TikTok. But then later on, they just thought, we'll own it. And then
Sound on
literally
it.
took and then took a picture, like really blatantly with it in the background, like saying, basically saying, oops, sorry about that. Which I, fair play to them for doing that.
Yeah,
But what does
great.
this mean? Because surely if the Knights were going to lose the Vic, then they could have just lost it after it blew up. But they work there again now and everything seems to be fine. So what the hell?
Yeah, why are they suddenly deciding they don't want the Vic anymore?
What's
Very
going on?
unusual. Just had it redecorated.
I
What
know.
a waste
What
of
was the
all that
point?
time and effort.
What was they pulled that old flamingo wallpaper? What was the point? What's going on?
So why would they? So obviously it's all of them at the minute, right? So you've got
Yeah.
Linda and Elaine and George.
Yeah.
So they've all decided that they've had enough with the Vic.
Feels
Sorry.
unlikely. Feels
Excuse
unlikely.
me, new producer. What are you
What
doing?
are you up to, please,
Sorry.
Mr.
I
Wadey?
hope we can trust you,
And it what just
but.
with our Vic. I mean, right, so I mean, say that they do lose it, which at this point feels like, why would that happen? But
Yeah.
what would you prefer to happen? A new family come in or established people taking over the
Is it going to
Vic?
be Max?
With a new wife or something that he then has an affair with Cindy while he's married with somebody else, because that's a very Max thing to do. You could be right.
Could be, you know, because who else is going to
Ooh.
have Vic? I hope they don't put Kat and Alfie back there.
I feel like that's done. Do you know what I mean?
That's
How would
done.
they afford the Vic at the moment? Let's be
That's what
real.
I'm
How would they?
thinking.
And Kat's got the cab office, and Alfie, there's no chance at Alfie. Has Alfie even
She has
got a
got the
job at the
cab office.
moment?
She could sell the cab office, to be
She could, but is
fair.
that even going to be enough to sell to buy the Vic?
I don't know. Yeah, no. Well, no, obviously
No, I
not.
would have thought so.
No,
And has
so it can't
Alfie
be
even
them.
got a
It
job at the
can't be them.
moment?
Yeah, he's
Has he
the
got.
Minutemark manager.
Oh, yeah, of course he is. I forgot about that. Sorry, we've barely seen Alfie at the minute, Mark. I forgot about that.
I
Yeah.
guess the Panasars have a bit of money. Phil?
I
Would
mean,
Phil want the Vic again? I
I
think that
doubt
Phil's
it.
done with the Vic.
Yeah. Watch this space, but very, very odd.
Nicola?
Nicola, yeah, but I feel like they've got their own stuff going on because she's got the bar.
Yeah,
And I
has
feel
the
like the bar
bar.
suits Nicola a lot more than the Vic
Yeah, than
would,
the
you know?
Vic.
Yeah. Watch this space. We will see. Comments this week, Ree.
We've got a comment from Joanne who says, can we just mention how Linda is being emotional support to so many of the characters? Phil Nigel and now Lauren love Kelly Bright getting more screen time.
Yes, absolutely. And spoiler alert, she's involved in next week's stuff as well.
Is she?
There's a picture of her like holding Barney's hand or something on the sofa. So she's involved in that somehow as well. I
Wow.
don't know why, but I don't care because I love Linda and having
Phil,
her. Yeah,
Nigel, is Nigel's
maybe.
involved?
Yeah, possibly. But having her as the sort of new mother of the square, I'm quite happy with
Mm.
that. That's absolutely fine, suits her. And actually, I like that this what Linda went through last year is, seems to have given her some form of wisdom to impart on
Yes, I
characters,
would
hasn't
agree
it?
with that.
Yeah.
Arguably, as well, Sharon would sometimes take this role on around the
Yeah.
square, I feel.
Yeah. So
So maybe
maybe it's someone
Linda's filling that little hole as
stepping
well,
in.
potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it suits Linda as well. I agree with what you're saying as well. Like, she's earned some new wisdom since what happened to her last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Lynn's Lewis 15 has said all the awards to Jacqueline Josser. This wasn't just outstanding soap, this was outstanding television. Breathtaking. Yes, absolutely. I mean, yeah, she was great, wasn't she? Absolutely brilliant. Sort of reminded me back of the time when she had her alcoholism storyline and she was able to just absolutely let rip and show us what she could
She was
do.
so good at acting drunk,
Yeah,
wasn't she? I
she
remember
really was.
actually,
Yeah, really good. So we might have sort of said that we kind of saw it from Peter's perspective, and we saw a lot of comments saying otherwise. And such comments worry.
Lily Elsie had said, "Did Peter and Ian really leave the hospital, leaving Lauren behind alone with Jimmy and having to take a cab home? They are both useless."
I'm getting attacked this week.
I take it all back now that
Yeah.
she said that. I totally
Oh,
forgot that
do
Lauren had to
you?
get a cab home on her own. Yeah,
Did Linda not
that
take her
is
home? I
actually
thought
really
Linda took her
poor.
home. I thought Linda took her
No,
home.
because she, now I'm reading that. Remember, because Stacey found her getting out of the cab on her
Oh,
own.
that's right.
That is
That's
really bad,
bad. Yeah,
actually.
that's
No,
bad.
that is bad.
Oh, yeah, take it
Yeah,
all back.
no, I take it all
All
back as
back. Yeah,
well.
yeah, yeah,
No,
yeah.
that is actually really
I mean,
bad.
that in
To
itself
then
is quite
leave her
bad.
there
Yeah.
on her own,
Yeah.
and she had to get all the rest of the details as
Yeah.
well.
Yeah, and
Peter could have gone
literature.
home,
She got
had
given
to, I mean,
literature
I'm not saying that Peter should have had his moment, but he could have left, had his moment, and gone and picked him up
and
at the
gone
very
back and picked
least,
her up
couldn't
again.
he?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that was quite bad. And Becky L. Pickering has said Peter needs to get it together. He didn't stop once to actually listen to Lauren. There's zero reason for him to be so against her mentioning it to a doctor. NHS baby, it's literally free. And Virginia Williamson replied he was judging her and not listening to her.
Oh, yeah, I actually agree
Oh,
with Lauren.
do you, Ree?
Yeah.
Do you? Do you? Yeah,
Well,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, you
Yeah,
put
yeah,
forward a
yeah.
good argument, which is why I agreed with
Which has
you, but
now
these are
become
actually.
completely null and void. Yeah, we know.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, in
Oh. I mean,
fairness,
they're perfectly
though,
good points. Yes, I'm not denying it happened, but I'm just saying that,
when you
you
put it
know.
like that, he was judging her, though, weren't
I
he?
mean, well, yeah, he was judging her, but at the same time, he was sort of looking at the facts that he had available to him at that moment and was saying, are you sure you're okay? Because he wasn't sure whether she was in her right frame of mind because of what she was going through. I'm not saying he was right and dealt with it correctly. I'm just saying that he shouldn't necessarily be absolutely hated on for
There is
worrying that.
absolutely nothing worse than somebody making you feel like you're being
Absolutely
hysterical
not.
when you actually
No, when
know
you're
that you're
actually
right
being
there.
fair. Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. Yeah. But all I'm saying is that he had his. There's nothing I can say. I'm going to get attached to the conversation, whatever I say. I know this. But he had his reasons that I'm not saying were right, but he, you know, it wasn't like he was. He tried somewhat.
Is it because
Even if I say
could
things, I can feel my argument disintegrating beneath
no,
me.
actually, to back not back it up, but what he's done isn't right. There's no arguing that. I'm sorry as well. But is it a toxic man thing? Because the health visitor was a woman and was also very dismissive of Lauren's concerns. So is it a toxic man thing? Or is it just that, you know, they're all treating Lauren like she's hysterical and judging her based on her history rather than listening to her actual concerns right now, I
And
guess.
I do, I'm sorry, but I will, what I will stick by is that I do completely get why Peter would listen to what this health visitor said as a professional and take her word over what, after considering what had happened with Lauren up to that point, I can sort of see why he would like kind of lean towards her opinion over Lauren's at that moment. I
It
get
is,
why, I'm not saying he's right, but I
yeah.
get why he would do it.
It is a strange one, though, because having said all this, and I don't want to keep bringing it back to my own experience, but I'm
It's
going
fine.
there.
You are.
I had an incident with my daughter where I was adamant she was ill. I took her to a walking centre because I couldn't get an appointment at the time. I got seen by a couple of people there who dismissed me, and I was like, there is something wrong with her. And I still beat myself up now for not taking her to the hospital myself, but they told me there was no need. She had a really high temperature. But you know what? My family actually believed me, and I actually had the backing of them, including my partner, who were like, yeah, your mother's instinct's never been wrong so far. And, you know, I believe what you're saying. Anyway, it turned out, went to GP. So another doctor who said everything were fine, asked, said, I want a second opinion. Got one from a doctor that I trusted who said she's got tonsillitis.
There you go.
Prescribed antibiotics.
Yeah, there you go.
So, but had I been also fighting the medical and my partner and my family, who should be backing me, oh my God, it'd be a totally different story all of that.
Yeah, of course it would.
So,
Yeah, I get
I
it. I
feel
get it.
Lauren's frustrations.
Yeah. At no point do I not feel Lauren's frustration for any of this, all right? And she was completely and utterly right. And I'm glad that she batted away everybody's negativity and
Oh,
went
I hope she spends next week going, I told you so, I told you
and
so.
Yeah. But then this is, but then everything that she says, I feel like now is going to be sort of jaded with the fact that she might be responsible for the, in some way, and she's going to have to deal
But
with her own guilt throughout that, and she's going to have to deal with everybody sort of going looking
Ian
at her, and Ian and Peter and Cindy as well.
and
Oh, by the
Cindy.
way, what we
Well,
didn't mention was that
Cindy.
little, But what we didn't mention was that little moment between Cindy and Kathy having a hug. It was
Mum's Club,
nice.
Rob. Mum's Club.
Yeah,
Everything
Mum's
about a
Club.
window. They're Gran's
Yep.
Club now, aren't they?
That's
Maybe
it,
that's a
Gran's
whole
Club.
other
Yeah,
thing.
that's it.
But is everyone going to resent Cindy and actually blame Cindy rather than Lauren and start up a new battle of who was it, Lauren or
They
Cindy?
should. They
I
should do.
mean,
They
if the cap
should.
fits.
If the cap
Yeah.
fits, we shall see. Right, ladies and gentlemen, guess where we're going to be next week? Is at the Soap Awards.
This time
Ah!
next week, we'll be in London.
We
We'll
in
be on a train
London.
together.
All suited and booted. Having our first
We've not
glass of
seen
wine.
each other face like in person for a while
Ages?
either, Rob,
No,
have
we haven't.
we?
It's going to be great. We will do what we can to film everything that we can. We'll try and
That we're allowed to. I wonder if we're
yeah,
going to be allowed to
I
film
don't know if we're
everything
going to.
inside, you know.
I don't know, but what we can, we will. I promise you. I don't think we'll be able to film that much inside, but we'll
No.
do what we can in the run up to it at the very least. All right.
Yes.
So that'll be. I mean, but we won't be uploading that video until after the
After the awards,
Soap
I
Awards,
think.
just in case
Yeah.
everything. Yeah, I feel that's fair, isn't it? So.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you would like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/e20afterdark.
Yes, you can indeed. We will be back at the usual time next week. Until then, much to come. I'm very excited. It's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.